First thing today, I'm going to show you some example of external penalization. First example is very simple because it is just in one variable. So, most simple problem of all, I would like to minimize t squared, or x squared if you want to use x, and the constraint is that t has to be greater or equal to 1. Okay? The problem is obviously trivial because t equal 1 is the optimal solution. Okay? The point here is that I want to show how external penalization works. So if we penalize the objective function, then the objective function will become this, where we take, where to the original objective function we add r times the maximum of 0 and 1 minus t, and the maximum is squared. Okay? And we minimize this function all over R. Okay? So, this is the physical region, this half line. This is the objective function, t squared. So we start minimizing with no penalization, the function on the whole space, okay, r equals 0. When you do this, clearly the minimum point is 0, okay? Then we increase, it's up there, we increase the penalization parameter and we take 1/2, so that the new objective function is this one, okay? It's still, it is still a parabola. Okay, because on the physical region it remains t squared, and on the other part you have another quadratic term. So you minimize with respect to this, and you get to this point. Then you increase the penalization parameter. You take 1. The function now becomes the green one. Notice that in the physical region, the function never changes, okay? Because this term is 0. Okay? Outside, the objective function is increasing. And now the minimum point will be the vertex of this parabola, which is here, and so on. If we take r equal 2, the blue case, we take r equal 4, the purple curve, and so on. I arrived at 8. 16, okay, I stopped with 16. Okay? And if you fix a point outside the physical region, as the penalization parameter increases, the value of the function increases. Okay? And you notice that the optimal solution is getting closer and closer to the physical region and closer to 1, which is the minimum point of the actual problem. Remark, all these points are not feasible, and it doesn't mind how large you take the parameter, the optimal solution will always be not feasible. Okay? To get a feasible solution for a value of the parameter, you should have that in the point, the derivative of the gradient, which in this case coincides with the derivative, has to be 0. But the derivative is 2 times t, and it is 0 only in 0. Okay, so it is not possible. We know it from theoretical results I explained you on Tuesday. So, Okay, so this is the very first example in which you never get inside the feasible region, which is the standard case for for external penalization. Okay, let's stop this. I'm going to give you another example, this time in two variables. Is the other example that I showed you during the lecture. And so, the objective function we wish to minimize the square of the Euclidean norm in R2. X1 squared plus X2 squared, and as a constraint, we consider this line. X1 plus X2 equals 1. Okay? So, the physical region is a line in the plane, is this red line. Okay? These are the level curves of the objective function. That is the set of points at which the objective function takes a specific value. Okay, we have done this many times. And so you fix a value, and it is the set of points at which x1 squared plus x2 squared is equal to that value. So it describes the circle. Okay? In the pictures, this let me check. These are not exactly circles. Are a bit. They look more like ellipses because the unit length on the two axes are different. Okay, if you take this is one half here, and it gets. And it is smaller than half of the unit here. Okay, the program reduces the length in a different way on the axis to get a better picture. So, but these are circles. Okay, even if they look like ellipses. And so this is the original function. So when you penalize here, you will have. This is an equality constraint, so we don't need to take the maximum. To the objective function, we add r times x1 plus x2 minus 1 squared. Okay? On the picture, you have the level curve for r equals 0, the original problem. You clearly solve the original problem without the constraint. So the original objective function without the constraint, clearly the solution is the origin. Okay? And it gets here. Now you take parameter 1. Okay? So the function is this plus this. Okay? And these are now the level curves. Okay? The point of minimum. The minimum point will be here, so you get here. Then you increase the parameter, and the level curves change in this way, and you get here. And so on. One thing to notice, as the unit lengths on the axis are not changing, okay? As iterations goes by, the level curves become always more, how do you say, compressed, okay? You are taking the circle and you are compressing in this direction. This is an ellipse, and I don't know if it's the English word is that. No, I don't know the English word, so I study in Italian. Eccentricità, okay? The ratio between the axis of the ellipse is increasing, okay? And this creates numerical troubles. For instance, if you apply a gradient method, the method as this ratio increases gets slower and slower, okay? In class, I showed you an example with this coefficient 10 times the other one, but I could have shown you with 100 or more, and the method is doing some zigzagging, so it's going slower and slower as this ratio increases.
And you are approaching the feasible region. In the end, you would get the feasible region. So, and yet also in this case, it is not possible to get inside the feasible region for any value of the parameter, because here, if you take the derivative.
Here the gradient of the original function, it is zero only in the origin, okay? Because the gradient of the original function is, so this is f, the gradient of f is 2 times f, so it is zero if and only f is zero, okay? So, also in this case it is not possible to get to the optimal solution to get exactly at the optimal solution at some iteration. Okay? Because we have this property, I repeat it once again, that the minimum point of the penalized problem is feasible means exactly that the gradient of the original function is zero. Okay. So unless you have a stationary point of the objective function in your feasible region, it is not possible to get the points there. Okay. One way to try to overcome this was using the so-called augmented Lagrangian, and I show you the results on Tuesday. The augmented Lagrangian applied when the problem has equality constraints. Actually, you could also use it with inequality constraints, transforming that into equality. Okay. And the augmented Lagrangian is here. So this is the original Lagrangian of the problem, and then we have this term, which gives a penalization to points which are not feasible, and we were able to show that given a vector of multipliers mu and a feasible point x, it is a stationary point of the Lagrangian if and only if it satisfies the KKT conditions together with the multipliers mu. Okay, so that finally we have a condition which draws back to multipliers, and I showed you some results. Since the gradient of the Lagrangian with respect of the augmented Lagrangian with respect to f is this shape, I also gave you the idea of the method which is written there, and then I will show you in detail. So, if f is feasible, this term is zero, and if the gradient of the Lagrangian is zero, then x and μj satisfy the multipliers. If x is not feasible, then it is no longer true that x and mu j satisfy the multipliers rule, but it is true that mu j plus 2 times hj at x together with x satisfy the multipliers rule. Okay? So, the idea is, okay, I minimize the Lagrangian, let's say I find the stationary point of the Lagrangian. If the point is feasible, I got it. I got the point and corresponding multipliers, and the KKT conditions are satisfied. If not, the point is not feasible, so it is possible. So there may be two reasons why it is not feasible. One might be simply that penalization was not large enough. Okay? So that R is not large enough.
Or,
and generally it is both, the multipliers I chose were wrong. Okay? We're not going to give multipliers, and so I can update them according to this rule. Okay, this is a commercial for the company which makes overhead projectors. Let me try to... I think I already had this trouble in another lecture. So, let's try to restart and see if it works or if I have to shut down the computer. So, the idea of the method is simple. I minimize, if it is complex or repeatedly, search for a stationary point of the Lagrangian. Okay? If I end up with a physical point, I'm happy, because I know that optimality conditions are satisfied, the KKT conditions are satisfied. That's it, though. Sima, it looks like it froze the computer, so I'm going to restart it. Okay, suppose I'm not lucky, and I have chosen multipliers, I minimize the Lagrangian, so I find the stationary point, but x is not feasible. Okay, so x is not feasible, the reason could be two. Not enough penalization has been added, so this R is not large enough, and or I chose the wrong multipliers. So I could, for instance, update both, okay? But the best idea is to measure if I'm happy with the unfeasible solution or not. It means, okay, I have a current solution. I measure how much it is not feasible, okay? I make an iteration and I find a new solution. It is better than the previous one. It is closer to the feasible region than the previous one. Okay? And how much it is closer? I choose some parameters, and I decide if I'm happy or not. If I'm not happy, it means that I'm not satisfied with the penalization parameter, and I increase that parameter. If I'm happy, for instance, if the distance of the new solution from the feasible region is less than a half of the distance of the previous one, I'm satisfied with the parameter, because I'm getting enough closer to the feasible region, but it surely means the multipliers were not a good choice. So, since the multipliers rule is not satisfied with my multipliers, but with these multipliers here, I update the vector of multipliers according to this formula. Okay? And I iterate. And it is described here in this slide. Method of multipliers. Okay, it is this one. Okay, I describe it in detail, then we make the example. I choose beta as the multiplying coefficients for R, okay? I increase by a beta factor R whenever I'm not satisfied with R. So beta equal between beta greater than 1. Then I choose a parameter delta to say to establish if I'm happy or not with the way I'm approaching the feasible region. Let's say delta is equal to 1/2. I'm happy if the distance of the new point from the feasible region is 1/2 than the distance of the previous one. Okay? So I choose that other parameter between 0 and 1. Clearly, as delta is closer to 0, I'm more demanding. Okay? If it is 0, 1, I want the distance to be 1/10 of the previous distance. Okay? If I choose 0.9, I'm happy if the distance is 10% less than the previous. Okay? And then I choose an initial value for the penalization parameter 0, and I choose initial multipliers. Okay? Standard choice is to set the multipliers to 0. Okay. Then I minimize the Lagrangian for fixed values of the penalization parameters and of the multipliers. I will minimize with respect to x in such a way that I find the stationary point. Okay? So that I have the dizziest proof. If xk is feasible, if xk is feasible, which means that these are zero, I found a point which is feasible and corresponding multipliers for the multipliers rule, so I can stop, because I have found a feasible point. Okay? How do I measure the distance from the feasible region? I can use this quantity. So in the feasible region, the constraining function hj has to be equal to 0. Okay? I can check, sorry, this is not the norm, this is the absolute value, because this is a number. Okay? So, no, just one. Just one well, the same thing as before there. Okay, it looks like my computer and the overhead projector don't like each other. It freezes my computer. Mi manda in stallo il computer, non riesco a capire perché. So while it starts again, I'll explain it on the blackboard. I measure the distance from the physical region in this way. If k is feasible, all of these are zero. Okay, so the maximum is zero. If one of the constraints is not satisfied, this value is positive and this quantity is positive. Okay, so I use the maximum of the amount that does not satisfy the constraint as a measure of distance, okay, to measure the distance. This is not the true distance. The true distance would be this one, would be the infimum for the minimum of xk minus k. minus f such that f belongs to capital X. Okay? But to measure this, I have to show this optimization program. Okay? The projection. I must compute the distance of the point from its projection on the physical region. This is much simpler because it is enough to evaluate the constraining function in given points.
So, at each iteration, I have this number.
Okay, I have the current variation, which I could note by. Okay, this is the current variation.
And let's try once again. Okay. So, devo stare attento a che non se ne vada. So, this quantity is the current violation of the current iteration. Okay, I update it iteration by iteration, and at the start, at the beginning, when I don't have any xk yet, I will use plus infinity. Okay, if let's say the distance in the new point is greater than delta times the distance of the previous point. So, let's say if the distance is more than one half the distance I had before, I decide that I'm not satisfied with the parallelization parameter, so I update this parameter, and I keep the same multipliers. If the distance is less than this quantity, let's say it's less than one half the distance I had before, okay, I'm satisfied with the penalty parameter, so I don't update it, and I update the multipliers, okay, according to these rules, because the multipliers rule is satisfied with these multipliers and not with the new case that I chose. And so then I update the distance, the current distance from the region to be the distance of the current point. I update the iterate counter and I iterate. Okay? What's the idea here? The idea here is to try to avoid the penalization parameter to go to plus infinity, because it can give numerical troubles. Okay? I showed you an example on Tuesday where the system is ill-conditioned because the conditioning number is going to plus infinity as r is going to plus infinity. And so the question is, does this work? And so I'm going to show you an example on MATLAB to show that it works pretty well. I'm using, once again, this example we have here, okay? Minimize the norm, the square of the Euclidean norm on that line in R2. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not able to enlarge the font. So, it asked me beta, the initial penalization parameter, and the initial multiplier. Here we have a unique constraint, so there is a unique multiplier. Okay? So delta, let's choose 1/2. I'm satisfied if I decrease by 1/2 the distance from the region. Let's choose 2 as beta. Each time I'm not satisfied, I double the penalization parameter. Let's start with r equal 1, and we take as a multiplier 0, okay, value 0. Here's what happens, okay? Here I gave all the, so it took 7 iterations, and then it stopped. Here I gave you, for each iteration, the value of the penalization parameter, the value of the current multiplier, the current point, and how much the constraint is violated. As you can see, I never update the penalization parameter from the start. Okay? I simply update the multiplier, and the optimal multiplier is very close to -1, and final point I get is very close to 1/2, 1/2. If you remember the computation we did on Tuesday, the optimum solution of this point, of this problem, is 1/2, 1/2, and the corresponding multiplier is -1. Okay? And then I can show you a picture. Okay? It is similar to the one we had before for the external penalization. So this is the first problem, and this is the corresponding x. Okay? Then I update the multipliers, and I get to these new red points, and so on. Okay? What you can notice is that the shape of the level curves do not change. Okay? The ratio between the axis of the ellipse do not change. Okay? It is just moving up. Okay? They would change if I'm going to increase r. But not if I'm keeping the same r and improving the multipliers. Okay? So, and in this example, I do not change it. The problem is very sensitive to the choice of the parameters. So let's suppose I'm very demanding, okay? I want to improve my distance from the feasible region of about 90%. I want it at each iteration to be 1/10 it was at the previous iteration. So let's say that delta is 0.1, okay? As you can see, here it takes some iterations more. In the first two iterations I keep the same r, and then r increases. Okay? Because I'm too demanding. I want the improvement of the distance from the feasible region to be very large. Okay? And this is the picture. As you go with you can see the shape of the level curves changes. Okay? You see, it is getting terrible. And that problems become a very ill condition. Okay, so a remark would be, it is not a good idea to be very demanding. Okay? Don't ask to get to the feasible region extremely fast, okay? Because in this method, what matters most is the choice of multipliers, okay? Even if I'm not feasible, I have a way to update multipliers taking into account the lack of feasibility, because not feasible means that at least one of these is non-zero, okay? So I have 2 degrees of freedom. One is penalization here. The other one are multipliers. Okay. In the external penalization we have seen before, you had no multipliers to deal with. The only thing you had was the penalization parameter. Okay.
So it was, you had many less choices, okay? Less possibility to deal with the problem. Okay, so let's stop here with this method. I'm not going to show you a convergence result because convergence requires knowledge of second order information, second order optimality condition. I mean optimality condition which take into account the Hessian matrices. Okay? We did second order optimality condition for unconstrained problem, but we did not do second order optimality conditions for constrained problems. Okay? And convergence here can be proved under some assumptions which require second order information. Okay? So we skip it. And I think we can stop for a couple of minutes and then I'll start telling you about the last family of penalization methods we are going to see, which are called interior penalization or interior point methods or barrier methods. And I will explain you the reasons of all these names.